Land reform law is to be reviewed. The First Minister Alex Salmond announced that the group he's asked to review the legislation will include campaigner Dr Jim Hunter, and it'll be chaired by the former moderator of the General Assembly of the Church of Scotland, Dr Alison Elliott. The First Minister says he wants the group to deliver radical change for both rural and urban areas. Well, we're joined now by the Land campaigner Andy Whiteman. What do you hope for that this group might take a look at, Andy?
Well, there's lots of things it could take a look at, and it's very unclear at the moment as to what its remit is going to be. If it is simply to review the Land Reform Act of 2003, then what it can achieve will be extremely modest. I would like it to look at issues to do with inheritance of land, giving children legal rights to inherit land, how we tax land, issues to do with agricultural tenancies, the scale of land holding, tax avoidance, secrecy, land information. All these issues which have been burning for a long, long time. So much really depends on the remit of the group.
It must give you some hope, though, that Dr. Jim Hunter is going to be in the midst of it, because he's got a long track record in this sort of area.
Oh, yes, the three people that have been announced are good people, and they've done good work on this topic. But, of course, they are not in charge of the remit. The remit has to be approved by ministers. So until we hear exactly what the remit of this is, it's extremely difficult to judge whether it's going to achieve very much.
What brought about, of course, much of the right to buy legislation and things like that was the concern at the time in Scotland about absentee landlords. I mean, do you think there is still work to be done on that area?
Oh, yes, absolutely. But that's one of there was a lot of rhetoric around the Land Reform Act 2003. Absentee landlordism, for example, was part of that. And the Act does nothing about absentee landlordism. I mean, that's one thing that could be achieved. It's very ironic, and Jim Hunter is well aware of this, that the government now has laws that can remove crofting tenants, for example, from their croft if they're absent, but they can do nothing about landlords who live in Grand Cayman or Germany. So these are the kind of issues that should be addressed if we seriously want a radical change, as Mr. Salmond indicates.
So plenty of work for them to do. Thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme this afternoon. That's a Land campaigner there, Andy Whiteman.